Hey everyone, welcome back to Google Workspace Recap, where we review everything new to Workspace every week. My name is Jesse Nolan, my co-host is Steve Larson, and we're here to help you keep up. My nerdy shirt of the week is another Lawrence Systems favorite of mine, and this one is cat sticks with pictures of cats that have Ethernet tips for tails, and they are according to the correct color coordination that you are supposed to set up your Ethernets. So that's
Is that the A or the B setup?
I don't remember. You ask the hard questions. You ask the difficult questions. Oh, man. So for those who are not familiar with this, I wanted to set out and support a bunch of my fellow creators by buying my favorite shirts of their swag, partially because I was out of cool shirts and we can't have that. So I started buying a whole bunch, and now I've been wearing it for one every week, and eventually I'll run out and we'll stop this series unless they start coming out with more cool shirts. So for now, it's a series. In other distressing news somewhat, this week I went to record something, and I went to move my mic into position, and it was moving a little too wiggly, and I looked at the bottom, and the micro USB connection had snapped off of the board in my Shure microphone, which was so very, very, very sad for me. So after quite a bit of,
It's like a forced upgrade.
Okay, so yeah, exactly. So after quite a bit of fast research, and thanks to our sponsor, Jamf, I have a new toy. This is my new Rode Streamer. What is it? Rode Streamer X. And hopefully I sound as good, if not better, than I did before I bought it. How do I sound, Steve?
I mean, to me, it sounds the same. So,
now I have a shiny mute button, though. So, you know.
Yeah.
I can be cursing and nobody will know.
And your sound effects buttons, like I had.
Well, I have the sound effects buttons. The problem is I don't have it hooked. I don't have my headphones hooked into here. So I could do, you know.
That, and I have no idea what I just played through, but I guess I'll find out in post.
Yeah, you sound like a chipmunk.
Oh, no. Do I still sound like a chipmunk?
Yes, you do. You gotta turn it off.
How about now?
Right. Now we're back to normal.
What does this one do?
That's just like a beep. It's just like a little short beep.
Oh, this is a different sound.
That's like a really low, deep, weird sound, like a ghost sound or something. I don't know, like a devil, demon sound.
Okay. Well, the previous one then is the cursing one. That's the, you know, off.
Yes, that's the nice. Yeah, that's the beep. Yeah,
exactly. Got it. Okay. Yep. All right, this is going to be too much fun. I have to learn what these buttons do, and now I can just around whatever I want throughout the episode, and it'll be good. So, good times. Hopefully, this improves my setup, and I learn how to use it. It also is a video capture card, so I guess I could do some cool video game things. Not that I would really ever do that, but I don't know. That's what it says on the thing, is for gamers, which I'm not really a streamer, gamer person. But what I like about it also is the wireless component is I have the Rode wireless microphones, you know, the lapel mics. So I can tie it directly into that if I'm recording, you know, something walking around or doing a demo or want just a little bit more freedom.
How many different wireless mics can you connect to it?
I don't know, actually. I know that it can do two video inputs.
Because it just has one XLR input, so...
It has one XLR input, but it also has, and I think you have to choose between the XLR input, the wired microphone input, or the wireless input, because you press down on the microphone button to switch between them.
Oh, you can only do one at a time.
Yeah, on this one. But that's what it's designed as. It's designed as the miniature version of, I mean, it literally fits in my hand, this thing, for those who can't see the video. Yeah. It's a little bit bigger than my hand. But it's designed for just, you know, simple, straight podcast or streamer setups like mine, as opposed to the larger one, which you were peeking at before. I guess that's like its older brother here. Which has a bunch more buttons and a screen and you know, a whole bunch of things you can do with it. And you know what? Look, after playing around with this, I might look at that and go, ooh, you know, I really do need some more toys to play with. So maybe I'll get that one instead. But first, I figured, hey, let me get the one that comes in time for us to record the show and be able to still have good sound this week. And then you know, maybe I'll return it. We'll see. Yeah. All right. What do we got? What are our topics this week?
Oh, yeah, just looking at the Rode. The other one has the wireless mic capabilities too, and a whole bunch of other stuff, but not
that's
the good. HDMI. That's the
that's
main
the
part. But it
not the video capture thing. Okay.
Yeah, none of that. updates this week. We just have a couple. Well, a little more than a couple, four. And then a couple came in the end of week recap post. So those first two silent releases, you can now easily convert email addresses and links into smart chips using the tab key in Google Sheets. There's a revamping of the first open experience in Docs on Android devices. And then in terms of updates for the week, you can now pin links to the top of the navigation bar in the admin console. Nice little useful feature there. You now customize the error message for Google Chat data loss prevention rules. That's going to be available in an open beta. More client-side encryption updates. Actually, I've seen a lot of these this year. This is for Google Calendar, now generally available on mobile. And then some more flexibility to working locations in Google Calendar.
Yeah, that's the wrong color. That last little update blurb. In other news, in case you were wondering, the official sound of the Google Chat notification is bloop. I'll cover that later in the news. And before we jump... Before we jump into the topics, as I mentioned before, I'd like to give a special shout out to our friends at Jamf, who have been helping us bring you these weekly updates. Now, if you're juggling Apple devices and Google Workspace, you need to know about Jamf. They're experts at seamlessly integrating Apple devices into your Google IT ecosystem. With their Google and Jamf integrations, you can easily manage Chrome for safe browsing and achieve that coveted zero trust security using Google Identity. They've got solutions for every aspect of using Google on Apple devices at the workplace. Plus, they've got tailored workflows and solutions for organizations of all sizes and industries, so everyone can benefit. You've probably heard of them already, and if not, even if you have, head over to Jamf, that's JAMF.com/workspace recap. We got our own landing page there, so do us a solid and go check it out, so they'll keep sponsoring us. All right, and thanks for allowing me to afford this fancy schmancy new XLR input device over here. So
yes, so first update, I'll go into this, that silent update on the recap post, being able to easily convert email addresses and links into smart chips using that tab key. So pretty much what it says. So when you're using Sheets, you can now tab into those smart chips as options. Next is
Hold on. That's a nice one. Oh. Just going to go back to that for a second. It's a nice one, yeah. And I like, I want to highlight this, in the GIF that they have here, it's, you can, of course, do it one at a time, but they pasted right. a list of them and yes. tabbed to automatically convert all seven of them that are in the list. So that was nice. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. And then the revamped first open experience in Docs for Android devices. So I think we talked a little bit about this in a previous announcement. Some creation-focused experience changing when you're opening the Sheets and Slide apps on Android devices. But this is kind of an extension upon that with the Docs app, which will now start in edit mode. And then additionally, the formatting toolbar will be a little bit more visible. So you can see the iBeam cursor. And tapping once exposes an on-screen keyboard, unless you have a physical keyboard attached.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have the ability to pin links to the top of the navigation bar in the admin console. And I feel like this used to be... Was this a previous feature in... the old admin console that they just have taken years to bring back?
You know,
I think it might be.
Honestly, I just search for everything I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I know what it's called. I just put it in the search bar and it brings it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is, you know, if you're familiar with GCP and being able to pin different products and services from the GCP admin kind of side panel, this will be very familiar to you. So this kind of functions in the same way where it puts it there at the top and then keeps everything else, you know, in order down below it. So that will just help you get to those frequently used sections. I used to always just bookmark. I have a whole admin folder in my bookmarks, which is it's kind of the same purpose as the pinning here, but nice to have it right there in the admin console now as
Absolutely.
A built-in feature. Yeah. Rollout for this one starts the 5th of July. Both wrapped release and scheduled release domains will see this on a gradual rollout up to 15 days for visibility and available to all those workspace customers and this, the admins specifically, of course. Next is the ability to customize that error message for Google Chat when you're using data loss prevention rules. And this is going to first roll out in an open beta. So this, you know, just gives you that ability to let your users know, you know, give them a little bit more context as to what is going on with the, you know, their inability to do something with some of the data that they may be wanting to share. So this feature will be off by default, but of course you can customize this, you know, per rule and, you know, kind of make that message, you know, specific based upon that rule that you've configured there. Because that will be directly in the rule itself. So it's not just an overall, you know, message for chat, but it is specific to that rule that you are creating. So you can tailor it as specifically as you want. Those end users, you know, will see that message at the message bar and be able to kind of, you know, take the appropriate action based upon what you have in there. Rollout for this one is also a gradual rollout up to 15 days for visibility on both wrapped release and scheduled release domains. Starts a little day after than the last one, which is the 6th of July. And going to be available to you know, those customers that have DLP functionality on their domain. So that is going to be Enterprise Standard, Enterprise Plus, Education Fundamentals, Education Standard, Education Plus, and the Teaching and Learning Upgrade, along with Frontline Standard customers. And that DLP for Chat is also available for those Cloud Identity Premium users who are also licensed for workspace additions that include Google Chat and Audit Investigation. Next, that the next one is that the client-side encryption functionality is coming to Google Calendar on mobile devices. So this was previously, earlier this year, they expanded the client-side encryption beta to Google Calendar on mobile. So this is now the general release feature, finally. So this is it rolling out now to Android and iOS devices for those eligible workspace additions. And so, yeah, if you're using that, your users will start to see a little additional banner below the event title there, letting them know that there is some additional encryption happening there on the device.
So
with that event.
Interesting. I like to peek at the domains that they have in the screenshots here.
Yeah.
This one is dwelling.com. It actually goes somewhere. It's the Williams family website. And, you know, be prepared for a quiet journey through the Williams family life and times.
Interesting. Okay.
I've never seen them go anywhere before, but now this one does.
So Mr. Pink. I presume that he's probably a Googler.
Maybe. It doesn't say a whole lot about who he is. More Mr. than you Pink want to know. I don't know. I'm trying to. There's still more to come.
He lives in California.
Yeah. Anybody know a dwelling? But it says Williams family. So.
Yeah.
What's dwelling? Binksy? Is there a French bulldog? I feel like we just doxed this family. Yeah. There's a tribute page to the Nikon F film camera being the best film camera ever made. This is either a really entertaining, like they decided to put something up to screw with me, or a very hilarious accident. On here is dwellingfund.com. Let's see if that goes anywhere. It does not. So maybe it was supposed to be dwellingfund.com and whoever made the screenshot shortened it so it would fit in there or something and dwelling.com goes somewhere.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
I can't get the names of anyone here. That's the... Just trying to find...
Right? That's what it is. Like, is this an Easter egg or... This is how we're a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, I can't find the name of the people here, but I bet if we do a little bit more hunting, we will find
out. I think we're going to have to at this point. Yeah. Now my curiosity is piqued.
Yep.
Whois Records says... It's loading. Damn, it's privatized. 10,000 days old. This domain was bought in 1995.
Yeah.
So it's this is
around
this
for a while.
Yeah. Wow. That's a pretty old domain. Recently updated too. Anyway, I digress a bit. Dwelling.com.
Yeah.
Onward.
All right. Yeah, no, I'll keep searching here for who this is.
Perusing LinkedIn?
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't get a first name. That's the problem.
Right. There's nothing on here. It's so weird. No. What the hell's a Binksy? Well, Binksy's the French bulldog. We've been over this. I don't know.
We'll find it later.
Yeah, we're going to have to dig in.
Let's see. So, talking about encryption, calendar, you can see we talked about, admin features here. It's off. Well, yeah, off by default. You'll be able to enable this under access data controls and client-side encryption. You'll need to, of course, enable CSE for the web and add in all the details there. Your users will need to add encryption to a calendar event by clicking on the shield icon at the top of the event creation card, and that will add the encryption to the event description and the meet video conference and enforce encryption on event attachments. Other items such as event title, time, and guests remain on standard encryption. So that feature is available now to all those eligible domains and rolling out starting 7th of July. On a gradual rollout up to 15 days for visibility for both rapid release and scheduled release domains. And then, of course, the SKUs that's available on is Enterprise Plus, Education Standard, and Education Plus customers. Last update we have here for the week is that there's some more flexibility to working locations in Google Calendar. And with this announcement here, they're introducing the option to set working locations in Calendar that indicate where you're working for specific portions of the day. So you can more accurately reflect your availability based on the physical location you set, which can change throughout the day. So it may not just be all day long that you are working from home. And that is often the case. I've done a lot of spending the morning in the office, afternoon at home, those kind of things.
I did that today.
So this is going to, it's available to rapid release domains right now. And then for the scheduled release domains, it will start rolling out on the 14th of July, on a couple of days, on an extended rollout up to, or potentially longer than 15 days for visibility there, extended rollout. And this is going to be available to certain workspace tiers: Business Standard, Business Plus, Enterprise Standard, Enterprise Plus, Education Fundamentals, Education Standard, Education Plus, and the Teaching and Learning Upgrade, along with those on the nonprofit domains. And that's all the updates we have. I've got with just one update, one news item.
Not even really a news item, just something discovered and was rather entertained by it. I was watching, one of the Google YouTube videos, and I seem to have had captions on, and they showed the little workspace sound, which, as you all know, is... I'll play the sound here, or I did play the sound here in editing, but that sound is called a bloop, for anybody who is curious. Bloop! So, good to know. Random Google Workspace trivia. What is the chat notification called? It is a bloop. BLOOP. And I have a screenshot to prove it, which I'll put in over there somewhere. So that's our shortest episode ever.
Very short.
Once again, special thanks to our friends over at Jamf. Head over to jamf.com/workspace recap. jamf.com/workspace recap. That's all for this week. Send us your questions and comments. You know where. You know what to do. Hit the subscribe button. Thumbs up. Comments down below on the YouTube side. Email, Twitter. Hit us up. We always love hearing from everybody. And hopefully we will see you at Google Next. If you haven't registered yet, they didn't, you know, sponsor us or anything yet, but they did tell us to say this. So if you haven't registered for Google Next, go do it. We hope to see you there. And don't tell anybody yet, but we may throw a little bit of a shindig for friends of ours while we're there. So definitely, if you are on the fence about coming, you should definitely commit now and tell Google that we sent you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Workspace Recap.